Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 2nd of April. Well, we found out, the man, every time I think he can't really sink lower, my old mate Donald across the sea, he starts boasting in his press conference just about being number one on Facebook. That's quite a nice thing. As deaths in America top 5,000. And he's not even number one on Facebook, of course. It's a complete and utter lie. Obama is number one, and I think even Justin Bieber's beating Trump. They are, I keep saying they're incredible times. But to watch this guy, I don't know how anybody on the planet can support him in any way. I just struggle to understand it. And I know there's FTS members who do support him, and I don't know what's the matter with you. Honestly, it's fucking mind. I mean, do you know I'm number one on Facebook? That's quite a nice thing. Do you know I'm number one? Just found out I'm number one. I've never known anybody lie so sort of flagrantly and just carry on. And people don't seem to do anything about it. I find it staggering. Anyway, right, on to today. I think yesterday's podcast went down well. Thank Paul again from the sort of feedback after we published it. People like that. I am going to have more guests, so I'm going to try and sort of do one a week. Obviously, it depends on people coming on. The guys who are the bettors, I was going to have sort of Lee and Steve Williamson and that on. I'm going to leave that until sport resumes because I want to really talk to them about betting and have some screens in front of us, some markets, and sort of try and pick their brains while that's happening. So any FTS members, successes, failures, strugglers, who feels comfortable just talking to me on Skype for 15-20 minutes over the next few weeks. I've got a few people lined up to come on, but if anybody does want to, give me a shout. I'm getting a load of requests at the minute to look at systems and things. I will get to them. I'm actually really busy. I've got a solid set of work, certainly through till about Tuesday, planning training videos and looking at the ultimate setup, sorting out some bits for the website. I've just got quite a bit of bits on doing some Excel stuff. So anybody who sent me in systems, I will get to them. I'll set aside a day next week when I'm a little bit quieter and have a look at that. Do not panic. FTS Connect going well. Again, anybody struggling, do contact me. It does, you know, the old BT ad, Maureen Lipman, it's good to talk. I can either help you myself or put you in front of somebody. It is unusual, and I do understand the strains on people. I have them myself here, don't worry, my boy. The actual work he had, he wasn't doing a lot because he's working from home, so this all has to be wait to be sent some work. But the main project that he was working on has folded this morning. They've packed that in because of the virus, so he's now sat twiddling his thumbs while they think of something else for him to do. So it is a strain on everybody, but if you've got any concerns, feeling down, whatever, give us an email. I can link you with somebody, and it's good to talk. FTS Connect. I wanted to get the FTS fitness videos on yesterday. I didn't. I will try and do those overnight and get them on for tomorrow. If not, then that will be Monday, and I'll talk about that next week. Apologies again, just a time thing. I ran out of time yesterday doing some other bits and bobs. And then obviously we have to try and stay apart cooking and things. It's a flipping pain in the arse. What else have I got? Right, book of the day. I've got book of the day. I've got the stats I wanted to talk about. I'll talk about book of the day for a minute. Book of the day, a bit of humour. This is a book that actually in parts had me crying with laughter. Depends what your sense of humour is. I quite like silly stuff. But it's called The Internet is a Playground by a guy called David Thorne. And basically he's a mischievous emailer. So some of you may well have seen some of his stuff. And some of it has been copied for other bits. He basically just involves people in email sort of conversations that he's just being a little bit daft and they're getting frustrated, and the whole emails are published back and forth. He sort of gives you a pricey of what it's about, and then he publishes the email stream, and some of them are flipping brilliant. Some of them had, as I say, had me crying. So if you're looking just for a bit of escapism humour, I think this is only about £3 or £4 on Amazon. The Internet is a Playground by David Thorne. As I say, there's a couple in there I was just in absolute tears about. If you do read it, give me a shout as to whether you think it's funny or not. I'm sure some of you will, but I read it a few years ago now, absolutely. I've just read one again this morning. It's just brilliant. The Internet is a Playground by David Thorne. That is the book of the day. What I love about this, not only am I getting requests for data, I'm getting sent requests for recipes, jokes of the day, all sorts. So I've got a joke of the day this time from Stephen. People are sending me in jokes. Stephen Humphreys. So in fact, Stephen sent me 5 jokes. So I'm going to give you one of Stephen's jokes. In fact, somebody else sent me one I wanted to use as well. Apologies. Yeah, no, I'll use Stephen's. Shane sent me one yesterday. Shane, I'll use yours tomorrow. Right, Stephen, joke of the day. I'll tell you what catches my eye. Short people with umbrellas. There you go, see? I made him laugh rolling in the aisles. Shane's even put at the bottom. He sent me a joke and he's put, now you're rolling in the aisles. See, even my hearings are getting there. Stats of the day. Right. Obviously, these are building up now. When I started this and I was informed this morning, I've not written these down because it's just off my sheets. I use them, but I started these on the 19th. I genuinely do not know. I mean, if this goes on for another 12 weeks from now, whether I'll have enough of these to keep doing one a day, I'll always be able to publish something, but I'm giving you the absolute, all the goods now, whether we get enough that they actually start meaning something. There's loads of stuff I could do single sales, but one single little price point doesn't really mean anything. But if anybody has got all of them written down, I'm starting to get requests. Suggsy did offer to go back through them and listen to the podcast and do them, but if anybody's already got them anywhere written down, perhaps if you could send me that on an email, on an Excel sheet or Word document, whatever it may be, I can add it every day and we'll get them on the website, because I'm getting requests, oh, I missed that day and what was the one that day, and rather than me dig around and try and find what I said on what day, if anybody's made a note, more than happy if you could drop them to me. Yesterday apparently I said first half goal 1.5. that is wrong. That it was the 1.5 market. Apologies. You know me, I don't plan anything, so I misspoke. So it was the 1.5 market. And I'm giving you another 1.5 market today. And this one, we may get to use fairly soon. I'm hearing reports that Japan are going to start training in 2 weeks' time with a view to starting playing football in the first week of May. So they're looking to return to training on August the 16th, which is exactly 2 weeks today, with a view then to getting the football up and running in Japan on early May. So I'm going to give you a Japan-specific under 1.5 back system. So this is J-League under 1.5 back system. 304 bets, 50 points profit, 26 months, 16 of them winning, 10 of them losing. Biggest losing month is 7 points. It has, as with all of them, as I've said, stood still in December 2018. It was on 28 points, and October 19, it was only 34 points. So over almost a year, it only made 6 points. And then it has shot up there. So it had a shoot up period at the start, leveling out period, shoot up period, which it's sort of in now. It shot up from that 34 up to 50 points in the last sort of 3 months that there was football. J-League backing under 1.5 goals between 3.75 and 4.7. Backing under 1.5 goals between 3.75 and 4.7. So again, you're going against the tide. I think, again, the perception of the J-League is goals and particularly late goals. But you're back in the unders. And it is 50 points profit on that. Again, you would use that as a base. Do your research. May want to trade it. Look at the teams involved. Take out strong odds on favourites, whatever it may be. But that is just the carte blanche as they are figures. J-League under 1.5 back, 3.75 to 4.7. Right, recipe. This is the last recipe of the week because I've got to cover some other bits and bobs. This is, and now I'm going to upset a few now. I'm going to upset a few. The old people who like to trip you up. We live in a world where people like to trip you up. But the old steak connoisseurs. I like my steak. I like a nice ribeye. Don't mind a fillet steak, but if I have a steak of choice, I like a nice ribeye. I like all steak, to be honest. I like all the best steaks. I have all the best steaks. I love a steak. I do like a T-bone, a porterhouse, but if I was going to get a steak, I'd get a ribeye. And I like it just plain as it comes. Chips, peas, mushrooms, tomato, grilled tomato, vinegar on the chips, and a bit of English mustard. That's how I like it. Medium rare, beautiful. But this is a lovely dish if you don't mind steak with a sauce. I don't know whether it's the right terminology, but it's a deviled steak, is what we call it. Basically, it's a sort of tomato, Worcester sauce, hint of vinegar for acid, lemon sauce, which is really nice, over the steak. Again, then serve it with all your trimmings. Nice glass of red wine. So there's a little boy's birthday at the weekend who likes steak that I've been informed. So this is for him. I believe his name is Sam. I'm not 100% I've got that right because I'm doing it from memory, but I believe it is. So for Sam's steak for his birthday, right, you need butter. And this would be serving four people. So if you're sitting having dinner for four, this would make enough sauce for four of you. So 50 grams of butter, or 2 ounces, an onion, 2 tins of tomatoes, 400 gram tins of chopped tomatoes, 300 ml of a good beef stock, juice of half a lemon, 2 teaspoons of white wine vinegar, 2 teaspoons of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of tomato puree, 1 to 2 tablespoons of Worcester sauce, a load of parsley, and then your steaks of choice. You can have it with fillet steak, sirloin steak, whatever you feel. To make the sauce, sauté the onions first, 2 or 3 minutes in the butter, sauté the onions, and then pretty much add everything else. Add your tomatoes, add your stock, add your lemon juice, add the vinegar, the brown sugar, tomato puree, Worcester sauce. If you want to throw in some chopped parsley as well, it's good. Stir all that together and then boil it. And I mean vigorously boil it. Get the heat up, full wax. You're better doing this in a shallow sort of frying pan as opposed to a saucepan. Boil it for a good 10 minutes. Just a real vigorous boil. You might, even if you've got a splash guard, because it does splash a bit when it gets going, put a splash guard over it. Otherwise, you just clean up after you. And then while that's boiling vigorously, cook your steaks however you like them. Whatever your desire is, medium, medium rare, whatever it is. If anyone's doing well done, got something wrong with you. So do them while the sauce is vigorously boiling. Cook your steaks, let them rest for a few minutes. Steaks on a plate, cover them with the sauce, which will have thickened right up. Most, because it's been boiling vigorously, it will have thickened right up. It is a real nice sauce, as Greg says on MasterChef, sauce. And then serve it with all your trimmings. It is very nice with a lovely glass of red wine. And going from one extreme to another, for a cheaper meal, it's a really nice sauce just over sausages as well. So if you want sausages and mash with that sauce, it's flipping lovely. So there you go. It is really tasty. Love it. Particularly if you like things like Worcester sauce and that, then that's it. So Sam, if your dad cooks you that for your birthday, enjoy it. Yeah, that's it. Right, I'll lay off the recipes until Monday, and I'll be back with a fish recipe on Monday. Right, what else have I got? Have I got anything else? I don't think I have. We've done the joke, we've done the book, we've done the stat, we've done the recipe. Guess next week, I'm hearing that the Open's going to be cancelled. Obviously, we lost Wimbledon yesterday. I'm hearing that the Open's going to be cancelled. Announcement tomorrow. And I think they're just going to go straight to St Andrews then next year. So it was literally down the road from me. So unfortunately, we're missing out in Kent. But it is just what it is, isn't it? They've got to get it ready, getting people here. And you don't know what the situation with people being able to move about is going to be like come that time. But I think it's more the setting up of it. They'd need to start fairly soon. Getting grandstands and things all set up. I do believe that they're fully insured, and the longer they leave it, they might not get all that back. So I think there's a financial input. It is a fully insured event on cancellation. So so we're not going to have an Open Championship or Wimbledon this year, which is a bit distressing, but we will have, when it does all resume, whatever, August, September, we are going to have some bumper sport, the Masters. I think they will try and get the Ryder Cup going. Obviously, the French Open, it might get pushed back, but I think you're just going to have wall-to-wall sport when it does start. So, you know, you've got to try. I know it's difficult, but you've got to try and be positive and look at, you know, this. I keep saying it, this will end. And looking at it day-to-day is hard, but you've got to just try and think in weeks and think, right, 2-3 weeks will be better than we are now, rather than looking at it day to day. We know the figures, as I've said, are going to be shite for the next few weeks, but I do think you'll start to see this curve flattening here next week. I do not know what the states are going to do. Anybody who's defending that guy's fucking management of it, you need something looking at. I just cannot see. I mean, I can't see me going to America for God knows when, because I just don't know when they're going to get a grip on it. But again, we'll all be down when it does end. I wouldn't mind a pub the first day that it ends, because people will be charging down there. I see they caught some having a lock-in, didn't they? And they confiscated all the booze this week. That's the issue here. This week, apparently, we're going to have nice weather. It's that temptation, because you've been locked in, to think, well, I'll just pop out. Who's going to know? Will I get caught? And you're just not doing anybody any favours. Stay indoors, save the NHS, save lives. That's it. So you get it ingrained in your head, don't you, when you watch it enough. Right. Have a lovely, lovely Thursday. And I will be back with you tomorrow's Friday, isn't it? Sing along a Friday. Sing along a Friday. Yes, beautiful. What shall we have? Send your requests in. Sing along a Friday. We'll knock out a little concert tomorrow. As always, thank you for listening. I hope it does brighten any slight day that you have. What I will say on the football front is, when we do get back going, those of you who are members of Ultimate, etc., you're going to see massive changes for the better, the stuff that we're working on. I've been looking at a sheet this morning, just phenomenal. Honestly, absolutely phenomenal, the stuff that we're in this time we're building for you. And I'm not saying that lightly. It is absolutely brilliant. This is the one saving grace for me in all this at the minute, is it's just being able to take time out and look at how we do things and go, right, we're going to do it like that now because we've got the time to do it. And it's absolutely superb, particularly on the sort of analysing front and system generation, finding, management, all that side of it. If you've got half a brain and can let the odd bad run go, I am super, super excited for, well, not just for myself, but for you guys as well, with what we're churning out. The one thing I haven't had time to do, which I did say I would and I just haven't, is racing videos as well. I will do some racing videos probably over the weekend, and get those up on the site as soon as I can with some detail. It is just, I have just been doing stuff. It's not a matter of just sitting around, just other stuff, and you find out it's 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon and the day's gone. Right, have a great Friday, Thursday. I'm aware that I'm waffling, got the day wrong again. Kevin Kelly will pull me up on that. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning.